The Lord is with us, YouTube family. Today is August the 8th, 2015. Happy birthday, Ezekiel. The Lord has been expanding our viewer audience, so we've begun a podcast now available on iTunes. Hardly anything up yet, but at least it's a start. So while you're all on YouTube for now, some of our subscribers will be in iTunes. So if you don't mind, I'm going to start calling you heart dwellers because all of us rest in His bosom. So the Lord bless you, precious heart dwellers. This has been a very tiring 2 days. I'm sorry about no message yesterday. Had relatives visiting, book covers hanging in the air, podcasts hanging, and I just was plain overwhelmed. Plus, an unusual amount of emails, which has been absolutely drowning us. So that's part of the reason why there was no message, because there were so many emails. And I confess, I feel very, very little and insufficient for this job. Some of my loved ones forgive us, but if I get an email from you or anyone else, I will be asking you to post it as a personal message, which means you go to our YouTube channel homepage and where it says About, like About Us, click on that and that will open up into a window that will offer you the option to send a message. And messages, by the way, are fairly private. Nobody else is going to see those on YouTube but myself and our staff. Thanks be to God, we have new people coming on board all the time. So they're not acquainted with playlists and messages. But hopefully we'll get everyone loved and taken care of. And anything you guys can do to help and refer people to other messages would be wonderful. We have two new people that will be helping us also with answering personal messages and comments. So tonight, it took a very long time before the Lord wanted to start speaking to me, and I realized part of that was because I was so depleted and He was really filling my heart with very sweet, sweet things and dancing. And tonight I saw myself as the bride, dancing with Him in my bridal clothing, and He was so charmed, so charming, and so engaged, and so taken up about being in my presence and me being in His presence. There was just a very, very sweet connection going on. And it was sweeter than normal, and I was wondering, wow, what's up with this? And after a while, He began to talk to me. But I started out by saying, Lord, what are you thinking right now? And He answered me, what am I thinking? How very beautiful you are. And you have a really bad case of the uglies. Condemnation after condemnation after condemnation. I've been watching you fight it for days, and really, I want it to stop. I'm tired of seeing you besmirched by the enemy. Claire, truly, it has worn you down. This self-hatred, really, I want it to stop. You are singularly beautiful to me, not singularly ugly, as the enemy would have you believe. There is a serious move of condemnation coming over my body right now, in an effort to disable each and every part. I must warn you, my brides, this is not coming from me. This is not conviction, it's condemnation, and it's been hatched as a plan to debilitate you. Your beauty and your worth does not lie anywhere within the sphere of this world. No, it's extraterrestrial, but in the heavenly sense. Each and every one of you are singularly beautiful, powerful, grace-filled, awe-inspiring as bannered troops. When he said that, I remembered a song that Ezekiel, the first song that Ezekiel and I did together, that he wrote about the Song of Solomon. And one of the lines was in the sixth chapter, "You are beautiful, my darling, like the lovely city of Tirzah. Yes, as beautiful as Jerusalem, as majestic as bannered troops. Turn your eyes away from me, for they wound me. Your hair is like a flock of goats that have descended from Gilead." Just reading that and knowing that this is what the Lord was thinking just made me sigh, and I just kind of spaced out and said, The Lord said, "That's what you always say when you don't know what else to say. You know me well, Lord. Well, you are as beautiful as bannered troops, and your eyes do wound me. My bride, you are way too steeped in the condemnation of the world. In the world, you have a continual cutting away of your stature before me. You were taught so many false and erroneous things about beauty from childhood that you've learned to condemn yourselves and cut yourselves down before you realize what you've done. Not that you should go around flaunting your physical beauty. No, that's not the point at all. But you were never taught to value what I value in a soul, the true beauty of a soul. As a result, you've compared yourselves to the beautiful people time and time again and come up feeling 100% ugly. In my reality, you are all stunningly beautiful before me and awe-inspiring as bannered troops. Yes, you were adorned with my grace, which is invisible to the world, but highly visible to the citizens of heaven. If only you knew the depth and breadth of the grace that surrounds and abides in you, you could relax and minister to souls out of that storehouse. What I want to convey to you in this message is that you're indeed a caravan laden with aromatic spices, sapphires, and gold. When you approach other souls who do not know me, there's a certain royal quality about your person that comes from my presence inside of you. Souls can sense there's a rare treasure hidden within, yet intangible to them. My beautiful ones, you are full of grace and beauty, and so highly desired and valued by me. What you have shines from within, whereas what the world has shines from the outside, yet is dead within. You mustn't ever compare yourselves to the celebrities of this world, who are fair and skilled in conveying outward beauty, but inside may very well be spiritually dead. What I see when I look upon a man or a woman is the interior light, whether it be shining brightly, barely flickering, or even non-existent. When you're weighed down from this false sense of ugliness, you tend to withdraw and not allow that light to shine on others. Rather, you run and hide, are easily persuaded to give up, and are weak in your resolve to touch others. This is being used against you right now. Part of the fatigue you've been feeling is discouragement from unhealthy self-abasement. The enemy uses this as a two-pronged attack. When you feel ugly on the outside, it cripples you from approaching others. And the worst part is that it returns your focus to yourself instead of on me or the souls I send to you. It is very effective in curbing your outreach to others. When you feel beautiful and inspired, you are outgoing, confident, and ready to give. This is how I wish for you to see yourselves, not as expired old wineskins ready to be discarded. Boy, Lord, did you just ever hit my nail on the head? Yes, well, that nail has been dragging you down and causing you to want to give up. Plus, you have been overly active in the world for 2 days. All of this has its effect, my love. If you want to carry the living waters forward, you must temper your interaction with the world. Some things I know cannot be avoided, and I also know well your repulsion for going out into the world for anything. But I am speaking now to all of my brides, my body, men and women. Do not allow yourself to be cowed by worldly attributes, personality, appearance, accomplishment, presence. No, do not allow that to discourage you from carrying my light out into the world for the short time remaining to you. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. I want to fill you more and more with my graces, even to overflowing. Much in you is depleted and wounded. My remedy for that is more time with me. Allow me to sing over you, to hold you, receive your worship, and I will pour more and more of myself into you, and you will rise up from your weakened and depleted state to carry the light of my love into this hurting world. Remember to look for those who are broken and hurting, those who need the balm of my love. They are the fruit ripe for the picking. They are the ones I want to rescue before the door closes on the ark. You are beautiful to me, my brides. Go forth. Let your light shine in this dark and hopeless world. May the oil of joy and gladness brighten your countenance as I fill you with my approval and my love.
Your love.